Because it was part of the Fernandes Agreement and both governments had agreed to fund it, people sort of took it for granted that it would happen as part of a peace dividend. And I think all the people, including the politicians, sat back. And I think now people who sat back and just expecting to happen will now have to get on their feet and start making a noise and start letting particularly the Minister, Danny Kennedy, and his counterpart in Dublin, Leo Varadkar, let them know that the demand is there, that people want this project. I refer to them as the silent majority of people who are in favour of this road, and they deserve to have a voice and have their voice heard loud and clear. And that's why I set up this group, to give them that opportunity to do so. And I'd appeal to all the silent people in Donegal to get online, get onto our Facebook, and let your feelings be known, and let it be known that you support this project.
You say you want to get 10,000 signatures on a petition to present to the road ministers north and south?
We estimate that's the number of jobs that would be created by the A5 dual carriageway, and we want one signature for every job, and I think that is an achievable target. We're already nearing the 1,000 already, and we only launched yesterday. It's a very slow road. It takes time. That adds cost to transport, that takes goods to our shops, which means goods in this part of the country are a little bit more expensive than anywhere else, all because of the current A5.